want to wish everybody a good Shabbos, a freilicher Shabbos, and a gesinter Shabbos. This Parshas Baha, we know, starts with the Haluchas, the mitzvah of Shemitah. And Shemitah has got a great shaychus now with the Nyuna Deyoyma, with the matzav which we're all in the Corona. We know the first pusik of Baha starts off, Vedaba Hashem el Moshe Baha Sinai Lemoy. And Rashi asks the famous Kasha, Main Yin Shemitah Eitzel HaSinai. Why does the Torah specifically, by the mitzvah of Shemitah, have to tell us that was given Baha Sinai? Frek Rashi, all the mitzvahs were given Baha Sinai. So why is Dafka this Pusik says, Vedaba Hashem el Moshe Baha Sinai, and not like all the other psikim, Vedaba Hashem el Moshe Lemoy? So answers Rashi very famously, that just like Shemitah, all the haluchas were given by Sinai, similarly, all the mitzvahs were given with all their details, the kloloseim, dikdikeim, were all given over by Sinai. In Ginza Yisrael, Zuk the Chart Kivarebbe, a gewaltig yisod. And he explains as follows, because the Mefarshim ask a question, why was Shemitah the mitzvah which was chosen to tell us that just like this particular mitzvah was given by HaSinai, similarly, all the other mitzvahs were also given by HaSinai. Why was Shemitah the mitzvah to be chosen? It could have been Tefillin, it could have been Shabbos, it could have been any of the Tariq mitzvahs. So Zuk the Rebbe as follows, Dehine tam hapushet le mitzvah Shemitah. What is the pushta reason behind the mitzvah of Shemitah? Is lishmoya sa'udam shelo yizgoe, is in order that a person shouldn't become proud, says the Rebbe, of all his properties, of all his assets, of all that he owns in the world. And therefore the Rebbe Yishum gave us a mitzvah of Shemitah, which zuchoy taskirei ha-mitzvah hazois ki la Hashem ha-uretz. The tachlis and the kavuna behind the mitzvah of Shemitah is to remind us ki la Hashem ha-uretz, that the entire world belongs to the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Ikegeirim v'koitoshuvim anachni bo. And we are just merely in this world as geirim v'toshuvim, people who are passing through. But it's not our world, we don't own the world, and we're not in control, and we're not in charge of the world. And this is the yesod of Shemitah, to remember ki la Hashem ha'uretz. Zuk the Rebbe, this Zelbe Yesod is by all the mitzvahs. The tachlis of the Torah, of the mitzvahs, is to remind us that the Rabbeinu Shloilam, la Hashem ha'uretz im Eloya. And this is what we are now living through at the moment, through this corona epidemic, which more and more everybody is coming to the understanding and to the realization as Kili Kol Ha'uretz, the Rabbeinu Shloilam, he is the Bal Habus, he is the owner of the world. And this is actually written in Parshas Yisroi in the Hagdoma to Matan Torah, Azovis Shteidoten, Ve'yisem li segile mikol ho'amim ki li ha'uretz. Says the Rabbeinu Shloim Taka the same words, ki li ha'uretz. Before Kabul Satoira, the Yidden have to realize, when and how do you come to this Madrega of Ve'yisem li segile mikol ho'amim? When you come to the Hakura, to the realization, ki li ha'uretz, as the entire world belongs to the Rabbeinu Shloim. And when a person comes to that realization, then he's able to be mekabel the Torah, because this is the tachlis of the Torah, to come to this hakura kili ha'uretz. So ma Shemitah, just like Shemitah, which was given by HaSinai, and Shemitah we see clearly, it comes the seventh year, we're told, it's not your land, you have got no right to work on it, because it belongs to the Rabbeinu Shloilam. So a person has to realize all the mitzvahs and everything is to reinforce this yesod, kili kol ha'uretz. And this is what we've got to take out, a lesson, kili kol ha'uretz, what we have to take out from the corona, the Rabbeinu Shloilam, he is the balabus of the world. The Chasam Sofer writes as follows, a different vort, but a similar concept. He says, just like Shemitah is a proof that the Rebbeinu Shalom is controlling the world, because there's no bus of Vadom who can possibly promise you that Vitzivisi es Berchusi, I'll give a brucha b'shuna hashishis v'osus l'shula shunim, and in the 6th year, every 6 years is going to occur a ness that is going to grow three times as much produce for the 6th and the 7th and the 8th. So just like that, everybody has to admit that this can only be the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So Zog D'Chasam Sofer, Ma Shmita, just like Shmita, we have to admit this from Har Sinai. Similarly, a person has to understand and come to the Hakura that all the mitzvahs and everything which happens, this is als fin the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And Shmit is the lesson where we can learn out how we see clearly the Yad Hashem, how every 6th year the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has promised us, and this is what happens. This is a simon that Torah min Hashemayim, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created and runs the world. Similarly, all the mitzvahs, if a person delves into them, he will come to this realization that Torah is min Hashemayim. In the Sefer Divrei Yisroel, from the Mojit Sarebbe, he adds onto this then one final stage. And he says, when a person comes to this realization, La Hashem Ha'uretz Imaloya, then just like by Shmita, a person is zoicha to azamoydik habrucha, v'tzevisi es berchusi, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is metzava his brucha, and there comes, through keeping the mitzvah of Shmita, comes a brucha. Similarly, all the mitzvahs, if a person keeps the mitzvahs properly, and he has the proper emina and bitochen in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, then he'll be zoicha to see moydik siyata deshmaya. He'll be zoicha to a brucha min Hashemayim. The brucha of Itzevisi as Bechusi is not a brucha which is limited just to the mitzvah of Shmita. Not just like by Shmita, but Itzevisi as Bechusi, azoy och, all the mitzvahs, a person has a min in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he has bituchen, then he zoicha, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will send the brucha. And Chazal Bema say this famous Gemara Megillah, Yogata Matsusa Tamin. If a person makes a Yagia, he'll be Zoicha Matsusa. But Gefreik, there's Lotshiva Magid and the Vilna Gaon. Why do Chazal use a Lushan of Matsusa, a Metzia? Chazal should have said, Yogata, you made a Yagia, Vehevanta, then you'll understand. Yogata, Velamadato Tamin. But a Matsusa, a Metzia, something which you find, you can't work to find a Metzia. A person walks on the street, and after 5 minutes, hey, there's lying there some metziah, and he picked it up. He didn't work for that. He found it. And somebody else can walk the streets for months and years, and he'll never find anything. So why do Chazal say a lushan, yogata imatzusa tamin? If you do yegia, you'll have a metziah. Zug this lotshiva magid, and the Vilna Gaon, both of them the same peshat. A person has to do his yagia, a person has to do his ishtadlus. But once a person has done his yagia, hashlech al Hashem Yehovcho, leave the rest to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, v'hi yekalkalech, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will send you whatever you need. You have to do the yagia. Yogata, you've done yagia imatzusa. You'll be zoicha to metzius. You'll be zoicha to way above, beyond the amount of yagia that you've put in. If you've done the correct yagia, the right amount of yagia, and you have the correct emina and the correct bituch in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Rebbeinu Shel Olam will help you that after yogata imatzusa, you'll be zoicha to moedika metzius. This is what we learn out from the mitzvah of Shmita, and that's why Shmita is the rule. We take Shmita, Ma Shmita Nemra, Bahar Sinai, just like Shmita, we see this brucha. Similarly, all the other mitzvahs will be zoicha, the same type of siyata deshmaya, and the same brucha. There's a very beautiful word from the Belushev Rebbe, Zeichat Tzadik Levrucha. The end of Parshas Bichikosai, we know we have the Teichucha. And after the Parsha of Teichucha comes the Parsha of Erchin, that a person can donate his value to the Beis HaMikdash. A person can say, Erchi Olai, I'd like to donate the value of my value to the Beis HaMikdash. Said the Belushev Rebbe, why is the Parsha of Erchin put after the Parsha of the Teichucha? So he said a very moving vault as follows, which is also Negeya in these days. As we know, he went through all the terrible horrors of the Second World War, suffered terribly in the Holocaust. Said the Blujewa Rebbe, there were many, many Pushta Yidden, many, many simple Yidden, who, when it came to it, these Yidden were Moisa Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem, and they weren't interested in, at all in listening and being Mevata at all on any of the mitzvahs, and they went by Mesiris Nefesh until Nebuch, they were Oyla, Ba'akeda, and they were nifta and killed al Kiddush Hashem. Said the Belujev Rebbe, it was dafka after Azar Parshas Teichucha, then we saw what is the true value of every single Yid. Yidden who beforehand we looked at them as the most simple and learned Yidden, it was many of these Yidden who they, b'shas the gzeira, b'shas the terrible punishment, came out their true inner light. And then we saw what is the true value of a Yiddish and a Shoma. Mamayla Zuk the Belujev Rebbe, he understands. That's why the Pasha of Erchin is put after the Pasha of Teichucha. Because Teichucha comes when Chas V'Shulem, it's a time of Yisirim, a time of Gezeiros. Oh, but even in such a time, every Yid has got a moedika chashivas, a moedika value, and his inner light comes out. And therefore the Torah says there's no such thing as a Yid who hasn't got a panemius, yede Yid hat got a gewaldige teuchen. And this is what we see now in this terrible Zman, this Eis Tzura, how Yidden, despite all the difficulties, Yidden, their chika, their cheshik, is to learn Torah. Their cheshik is to do as much as they can, be mekayim, the Torah and the mitzvahs and the difficult conditions, lefi, fi, according to what we're able to, according to what's safe for us to do. Zeitman visa kim taros, the emesa erech from every Yiddish and a shoma, that Yidden is ritzoneini, lasois ritzoin malkeini, Yidden want to do the roots in Hashem, Yidden are trying to do the roots in Hashem as much as they can. There is a letter from the Ger Rebbe, the Imre Emes, who he wrote to one of his Hasidim, who this Yid, Nebuch, he wrote a letter to the Rebbe, how difficult, what moedika yisirim he's undergoing, and he asked the Rebbe to be more oire rachmim on him. And the Ger Rebbe wrote him back a letter. And he wrote him back as follows. The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Megillah, in the Flamed Aleph from a base, and this is the halucha, you're not allowed to make a hoisufa in the Teichucha. When one reads the Teichucha, one doesn't in the middle of the Teichucha stop to make any hoisufas. If you want to make a hoisufa in Parshas Bechikoisai, one can do so. However, not in the middle of the Teichucha. Why can't you make there a hoisufa, or even to make an aliyah, just to one of the Shiva Kareem, we don't make an aliyah in the middle of the Teichucha. Says the Gemara, Ein mafsikim beklulois. You're not allowed to make a hefsuk, to make an aliyah in the middle of the Teichuchas. Matam, why are you not allowed? Oma Kodesh Baruch Hu, Einoi bedin, Shiebunai miskalalim, Va'ani misburech. It's Einoi bedin, says the Gemara, it's nishkin shaynezach, Shiebunai miskalalim, that one reads the Teichucha, all the punishments that are going to come chas v'shulim if Yidden aren't doing what they should be. Va'ani mizborech, and megeit yetz machen aliyah, and zugen borches Hashem ha'mavoyrech, megeit machen abrucha, eine bedin, se nish ken shayne zach. Azoi zug the Gemura. So writes the Imre Emes to this Yid, Shamati goydel ha'yesirim shelcho. I've heard, Nebuch, all your yesirim, which you're suffering from. Tzali olecho achi. I feel terrible. It pains me what you're undergoing. V'tzrichem lekavis l'ashem lekabel yesirim bahava. And then says the Ger Rebbe as follows. Chazal say that the Rebbeinu Shlom says, Oma Kedosh Baruch Hu, Einoi bedin shiibunai miskalim v'ani mizburech. Therefore, zog the Ger Rebbe, in a meila, somebody who's mekabel the yisirim bahava, like Chazal tell us, chayev udem levurach al aru, kashem shemavurach al atoiva. A person has been mekabel the yisirim bahava. Demos, it has to be that Hayasirim Bedalim Mimeni. The Yasirim have to go away. Sha'ainoi Bedin, Shahamavurach Hashem Yi Besirim. It can't be that a person should be a Mavurach Hashem and the Yasirim are continuing, because the Gemara tells us, Oma Kodesh Barchi, Ainoi Bedin, Sanishkin Shaina Zachshi, Bunim Iskalim Vanim Isborach. So an Eitz Atoiva, how to get rid of the Yasirim, is when a person is Makabal Yasirim Bahava, and is mavurach to Rabbi Nishalaylam al kol tzura shalay tovoy. This in itself is enough, is strong enough to make sure that all the yisirim should go away. It's not easy to be makabel yisirim bahava, but v'sishteit in the sforim, the pshat is that person has to come to the hakura. We can't understand how, and we don't understand how, but we understand that Rabbi Nishloilem has got his cheshbon and kol ma'ad uvid rachmuna letav uvid. I once heard from Ramatzio Salomon Zozan Gesint in Stark. He said in a drusha here in Manchester many years ago, when he spoke Pesach time, Shtetim Pasha's boy, when the Eden came out of Mitzrayim, Hayoim Atem Yoitzim B'Choydesh Ha'oviv. And Rashi tells us, V'chiloi Hoy Yoidim B'Ezach Choydesh Yotzi. We know they went out Choydesh Nissan, as we had written earlier. Elakach Umalehem. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael. Re'i Chesed Shegamalchem. Look at the Chesed the Sheboilim has done to you. Shehoitzi Eschem B'Choydesh Shikusha Lutzeis. The Rabbein Shem has taken you out in a good time when it's not too hot and it's not too cold and it's not rainy. This is a chesed. When the Yidden came out of these terrible Yisirim from Mitzrayim after suffering so much, it was like coming out of Auschwitz. Did it really make a difference to them if it was a nice spring, warm day, if it was rainy, if it was hot? That wasn't what they were interested. Ah, look at Chesed. It's a nice sunny day. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. That L'chayru didn't make any difference. So what does it mean that Rabbi Nishloil, Moshe Rabbein has Klal Yisrael, Hayoim Atem Yoitzim B'Choydesh Ha'oviv. Look what a Chesed, Re'i Chesed Shogamalchem. So he said the Tifa Deher as follows. He said the fact that the Rabbi Nishloilim took them out B'choydesh Ha'oviv, when it wasn't not too hot and it wasn't not too cold, it was just right. So you see how the Rabbi Nishloilim is doing everything L'toivusom. If so, this brought them to the Hakura, that all their suffering and all that they had undergone in Mitzrayim, although at the time they couldn't possibly understand how this could be L'toiva, but you see now how the Rabbi Nishlim is making it just right, not too hot and not too cold and not rainy. This was Megala to them. Therefore, all the Yisirim which they had in Mitzrayim must have also somehow, although we don't understand, somehow must have been L'toiva kol ma'ad uvid rachmuna l'tav uvid. And this is something which we've been seeing, especially here in Manchester, that since this lockdown has started, the weather here in Manchester has been unbelievably geschmack, not hot and not cold and not rainy. Nobody can remember such a time. It's been day after day, week after week, geschmack of weather just right, and it hasn't been raining, hardly rained at all in the last 2 months. So we see here how the chesed of the Rabbi Nishloilem, and although we can't understand, and Nebuch Yidden have been suffering, and the Sach Nefturim Nebuch, and the Sach Kranke mention, Abba Yid has to have a minim bituchen, as this is als kol ma'ad uvid rachmun letav uvid, although we don't understand. And then when the Yid comes to this Hakura, then we can say, Einoi bedin shibune miskalalim va'ani mizburech. We know the Sforim, many Sforim touched the psikim of the Teichucha, L'toiva, as all these klulas and the teichucha is be'etzem all behaltene bruchas, behaltene toivas. How can this be? L'choiritz a teichucha. But we see this already in the Gemara Masechtes Bruchas. The Gemara tells us there in Dafnin Vovo Medalef that Abaya had a chulem, and he dreamt and he saw in the dream a pusik from the teichucha. Which pusik? a terrible pusik, a terrible punishment. You're going to see your own sons and daughters given away in captivity to a foreign nation, and there's nothing you can do about it. He had a chulem, a terrible chulem. Tells us the Gemara, he went there to somebody to be poised the chaloim, and he, how was he mefarish this pusik, b'necho b'nesecho nesines lamache? Tells us the Gemara that this person was mefarish it, that he's going to make lots and lots of shadichim. And what types of shadichim? He's going to be meshadich, Abai is going to be shadich with his nish frem dimension, nor with his wife's mishpucha. B'necho b'nesecho nesines la'am acher. They're not going to be given over to Abai's mishpucha, nor to his wife's mishpucha. No. This is given how there were poise the chaloim of Abaya. So you see here how the Gemara tells us that this pusik, which is be'etzem azan nebuchadnezzar gefelech klula, was nishapach lebrucha as they get machen shadichim and nishno shadichim. Shadichim is unfroze mishpuchim at noon to mention was a kengit, and snos a heis la'amache because it's not his own mishpucha. So you see already from the Gemara how taka the mefarish latoiva. As you hear from the Beditcherov also was mefarish all the klulas. He was mefarish them to brucha. There was one pusuk, however, where the Beditcherov was unable to think what could be here a brucha in this pusik. Nebuchadnezzar gefelecha klula, which we know happened at the time of the Chom Beis Hamikdash, v'chaltem besar b'neichem v'v'noiseichem chas v'shulem, that says the Torah, that v'chaltem, a person will eat the flesh of his sons and his daughters. And the Bedichov was stuck by this pusuk. How could he be mefarish this klula as a gefelecha klula, as his somehow a brucha? And one day he happened to see Erev Shabbos, an old lady walking along the road with a heavy sack on her shoulder. And he asked her, "Why are you schlepping there this heavy sack?" So she said she's going to her son or to her daughter for Shabbos, and she schlepped the essen of Shabbos. So Bedicherov said, "Your children don't give you to eat, you have to schlep your own food along." So she said, "Leider, leider, the kashas by my children is nicht so gewaltig. So when I go for Shabbos, ich misach allein mitnehmen der Essen. I have to take along my own food." When the Beditschuv heard this, he said, "Ah, jetzt verstehe ich the pshat in dem Pusik, the bruch in dem Pusik, v'chaltem besar b'neichem v'noiseichem." Das ist ein größer, größer Brucher. Als Rabbi Shem sagt, sie, as a mitzvah Hashem mit solches an zu essen the flesh by the kinder in shtib, und am ehrliche kinder, you shouldn't have to worry about the kashrus. This is the behalten the brucha was licked in dem pusik. So we see here how tzadikim, how the gemura was already mahapach and doirish all these psikim Latoiva, the Reboishim Tzadka Helfen, Yapach Hashem Lechus HaKlula Levrucha, as all the klulas and all the dinims on this hapachven lebrucha, and will take a zoichazan, eino bedin shebunim iskalim vani mevurech, and will zoichazan take a tzitzikim sedi hakura, kili kol ha'uretz, and dus vid zan for ins, in the hachuna, the richtige hachuna, for the kabulas ha'toira, habuleini le'toiva, and through that we should be zoicha to be mekabul ha'toira, azoy vi in ze rebs am ungewünsche me beide shishbinen eure chumen be mina be smoyle eusche ve chovet was im helfen so soll gesagt ze git shabbes und a lechtige shabbes in a gesinte shabbes um en kein jerus haltev.